Market day in Ramallah, the West Bank. Shoppers are making their daily purchases. And as they shop, the Palestinian proposal to seek recognition at the United Nations is a major topic of discussion. Sabah Raja, who is shopping for her family, says recognition is her wish in life.
I think once we get recognition, a lot of changes will take place. I think a lot of things will change.
Shop owner Farid Zaban says the Palestinians and Israelis have been negotiating for a long time, but have little to show for it.
I'm for the recognition of the state of Palestine, if it's a real state, meaning a free state. I don't want just a state in name. The Palestinian Authority now is an authority, but it has no control over anything. The crossings, the skies, the land.
Palestinian leaders say they are frustrated by the lack of progress in the peace negotiations with Israel. They hope UN recognition will add clout to their position. But on the streets of Jerusalem, Israelis like Yaakov Hadani believe this will hurt the talks.
Negotiating requires two. The Palestinians cannot conduct negotiations through the world instead of directly with us.
22-year-old Asaf Haber has friends in the Israeli army. He is afraid it will bring more violence.
They deserve a state. Any people that were under occupation for a long time deserve to have a country. But this isn't the way. There should be cooperation between the two parties, not unilateral moves.
Hebrew University professor Yaakov Bar Simantoy says a UN resolution is not likely to bring change on the streets of the Palestinian territory.
If there is this kind of frustration between expectations and outcomes, in a very short time, they will realize that we didn't achieve anything, actually. It was a very nice declaration, etc. And then what?
Bar Simantoy says this could lead to demonstrations and possibly violence. It could lead to Israeli sanctions. Or, he says, it could lead to a return to negotiations. Ramallah-based analyst Hani Al-Masri says Palestinian Authority head Mahmoud Abbas is turning to the UN, but could be using other tactics.
This choice should be part of a new strategy and not the strategy itself. Those who accept that choice don't want Abbas to go to the other choices, which are uniting peaceful resistance, boycotting Israel, and regaining Arab support.
Palestinians are also split over the issue. The mainstream Al-Fatah group backs recognition. Rival Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, opposes it, saying it will legitimize Israel. And with Israel vehemently opposed to UN recognition, tensions are rising. Scott Bob, VOA News, Ramallah.